This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 224 for Tuesday, January 14th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. ICE futures canola contracts were lower on Tuesday, backing away from chart resistance as traders watch for some fresh news. Canola ended steady to down $1.50, March down $1.30 at $481.60 per ton. Early losses in Chicago soy, oil, and beans did pressure the market, but soy oil recovered and canola also found some support there. Activity was choppy as traders are awaiting more details on the Phase 1 trade deal between the U.S. and China, set to be signed in Washington tomorrow. Canada's own trade relationship with China does remain in question, with no real movement on that front. Soybeans ended narrowly mixed, the March contract steady at 942 and a quarter at the final bell. While details remain sparse, that Phase 1 deal is still expected to be signed tomorrow, with confirmation of extra U.S. soybean sales to China a possibility. In other news, the USDA announced private export sales of 120,000 tons of soybeans to unknown destinations this morning. Large South American crop projections remained a bearish influence in the background. Corn ended slightly lower, down a half cent in the March contract at $3.89 per bushel, with positioning ahead of tomorrow's trade deal signing a feature. Recent rains in Brazil have helped conditions for corn crops there, but forecasts are turning warmer and drier in the South American country. Wheat futures ended mixed with gains in the winter wheats and a more steady tone in Minneapolis spring wheat. Chicago wheat up 6 cents in March at $5.68 per bushel. Kansas City 4 cents higher in March at $4.97 per bushel. And Minneapolis spring wheat, it's up a penny now at $5.56 per bushel. Gains in European wheat futures were supportive, while declining export competition out of Russia also underpinned the U.S. futures. There is some optimism that tomorrow's U.S.-China trade deal will lead to more U.S. wheat sales to that country. Forecasts calling for much-needed rain in eastern Australia next week should help firefighting efforts there and also improve soil moisture conditions in the dry country. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, January 14th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.